At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
We're joined now by a man who gave us new music just last Friday, Till the Last One Dies, an absolutely beautiful song. It is, of course, Mr. Chris Young. Chris, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Really good.
Especially considering you continue to drop great new music on us. Till the Last One Dies, dude. I love it.
Yeah, it's one of the few songs on the record that I didn't have a hand in co-writing, but obviously got a chance to sing it and produce it, and just really love this song. I wish I had thought of this line before they did, not going to lie.
Yeah.
I write with all three of these guys, but the three of them got together and had this idea, and I'm like, y'all couldn't just wake me up that day
to come in
and join you, whatever.
Yeah, as a creative, isn't that always challenging? Because like you'll see something and you're like, man, that is so good. But then a little bit inside you will be like angry at yourself for not coming up with it first, right?
I mean, maybe not angry at yourself, but just like, man, how did y'all think of that? That is so obvious.
No,
I'm like, why did I not come up with that first?
Yeah, I'm sure you were impressed. You know, that song is probably going to be played at a zillion weddings.
Ooh,
and
yeah,
if you were to guess, how many weddings do you think couples are going to play?
You know, I think it should just, I'm not going to be too greedy. Just all of them this year.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree.
I just feel like that's fair. Perfect first dance wedding song.
Look, you're not asking too much.
I don't think so. I don't think that's too much.
Chris, I love that the first time this song was heard was, you know, not when the single was dropped last Friday. You played it live, which is like kind of like something that you don't tend to do very often.
Okay, someone has confused this somewhere because this is the second time that somebody thought I played it live with my band.
Okay.
Oh.
Before I dropped it, I played a recording of the song.
Okay.
Before it was out.
So you kind of feel like you spend hours in the studio. You want people to hear the version that you slave over for months and months before the release of it. Do you think we could ever get a little sample of it played live before it ever drops early?
Probably not.
And
here's the other thing. You got to take like a song out of the set to put that in somewhere.
That's
when you
true.
Play it. I'm lucky enough that I'm in the position at this point in my career where I've got a lot of stuff that people want me to play anyway. So if you take out too much to play a bunch of new stuff, they're not going to be happy with you.
Well, one of those songs that you have in your set that is probably the song that is played in our studio more than any other country song, Famous Friends with you and Kane Brown. And the reason for that is because I work with a couple of jerks.
Okay.
Whenever I share a story about someone that I know from my personal life of any notoriety, immediately my lovely co-host, Miss Melissa McGurn, and our producer, Kyle, will start singing Famous Friends to me.
Yeah, but we'll say Austin's Famous Friends
okay.
that we
See, this
have
is,
ever heard of.
They changed the words to Famous Friends that you have obviously heard of. So thank you for coming out with that song, because now I hear it more than anything.
So basically, they have turned my song about like these great relationships you have with people into basically, hey, you dropped something when you name drop someone.
Yes,
exactly. So thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Not only do we play it a lot on the air still, but now it's in our lives full time.
Full time.
Well, now I just got to make sure I don't accidentally sing that lyric when I'm playing it live.
Yeah, right. But Chris, real quick, before we let you go, are you cool playing a real quick game with us?
Yeah, go.
Okay, perfect. We are going to play some One's Gotta Go with Chris Young coming up next, right here on Melissa and Austin. Melissa.
Austin.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Time now for some One's Gotta Go, powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services.
Zzzt.
And, you know, since it's a Friday, we are joined by the guy we were just talking to, a man who graced us with his wonderful song, Till the Last One Dies, which dropped last Friday. A beautiful song that I'm sure you're going to hear at every wedding, right,
Mel? Oh, gosh. That's what I thought, too. The first time I heard it, I was like, that's a wedding song.
It's, of course, Chris Young. And, Chris, really, the only rule to this game is the name of the game. We're going to give you a couple of options. All you have to do is tell us which one's got to go. Sound simple enough?
All right.
Here we go. We'll start here. Till the Last One Dies is bound to be a future wedding song. What do you prefer at a wedding? Live music or a DJ?
Man, that's really tricky. Only because I feel like I'd rather have a DJ for the reception, but if you're going to have like a song for someone to like walk down the aisle to, you'd rather possibly have it live.
Ooh, that's good.
Ooh, that is good.
One's got to go, though.
But if one's got to go, you could get everything done with a DJ, and you know it's not going to be unfortunate.
Okay.
Okay, so what about this one? One's got to go. You have been on many big TV shows like Good Morning America and even the Kelly Clarkson show. So one's got to go between those two.
Well, you know what? Just by the basis of been on Good Morning America a lot.
Okay.
I can't do that.
All right. Okay.
Fair enough. And lastly, Chris, one's got to go. This is probably the most important question you will ever be asked. A cold toilet seat or a warm one?
A warm one.
That one's got to go?
Yeah, because what you're thinking of is like a maybe self-heating toilet seat, and what I'm thinking of is someone was there.
Yes, okay, that's good. I'm glad you went with that because that's also my answer. Chris Young, listen, we are so excited for Till the Last One Dies, the biggest single with the most ads in your entire career.
Segue.
Going straight from warm toilet seats to warm songs that warm our hearts
exactly.
Is what it is.
Oh, God.
No,
I love it.
The biggest single with the most ads in your career, dude. That is so awesome. We wish it the best of success, and we want to thank you so much for taking some time out with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Great to talk to you. Good luck with that song. Keep going strong. I can see how happy you are on Instagram.
I am.
Yeah. Okay. Next time you sit on a warm toilet seat, think of us in Chicago, Lord. Okay?
Okay. Bye, y'all.
Bye.